Welcome to This Is Geocaching. I'm your host, Lost Boy Rambler, and on this episode, I have my wife, who does not know this is about to go down.
Sup, guys?
She just stuck a big bite of food in her mouth for us. All right, so this is geocaching. Let's talk geocaching, babe. Would you consider yourself more geocacher or muggle?
I'm a muggle.
Snuggle muggle?
I'm such a snuggle muggle.
All right, what are good things that you can say about geocaching?
Keeps you out of the strip clubs and bars.
Do I frequent strip clubs and bars?
You used to so much. It was a real problem.
These are all lies. What are bad things about geocaching that come to mind?
You come home with poison ivy all over you.
Yes. And ticks, right?
So many ticks.
Any recent tick experiences?
I don't know, about like 100 on our dog, but...
It's so bad.
So bad.
Oh my gosh. All right, so right now we're actually just driving to the zoo for a little school field trip. We have no geocaching planned because we have to leave the school early, and my wife Whitney has to go to work.
Shameless plug for Five Star Nutrition. We can help you get to your fitness goals.
Come visit Five Star for that Five Star experience. All right, what are some thoughts that you had or experiences when you first ever went geocaching?
It was hard for me to get the concept at first that we would just drive to random places to look for a container and write our name down and then leave. I couldn't wrap my head around why people loved it so much.
But you had a good time with it, though.
Yeah, I got to know the area better. I got to see places I wouldn't have normally seen. I got to see you pee in the woods, I don't know, 50 plus times.
You know, I always pee in the woods. That's what woods are made for, to pee in.
Yeah.
What about experiences with the kids?
Oh, gosh, our girls love it. They think it is treasure hunting, like a real-life treasure hunting game. So they eat it up. And it gets them active and off of a device and tablet, so that works for me.
Do you have any annoyances with it?
No, only when, like, the coordinates are off, and then, you know, you get so stubborn because you won't leave until you find it. So, in the middle of the night, while I'm sitting in the car, you know, freezing my butt off, you're in the woods, and I can just see a flashlight that looks like a rave party going on while you're searching aimlessly for something.
And you just have the hardest time giving up on it, too. I'm sure other people can relate, but you're like, because I always feel like the second I turn away, like, and I leave, like, if I would have just looked, like, one more second, I would have seen it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's super, super hard for you to let go. But don't worry. You'll be back, like, the next day.
What suggestions can you give for people who love geocaching, but their spouse might not?
Just cut ties right then and there. It will never end good.
leave your geocaching, or I mean, leave your non-geocaching spouse. Is that what you're saying?
No.
Can you turn up here?
I don't know. Find yourself a hobby that, you know, annoys the hell out of your spouse, and then just do it all the time when they're geocaching.
Like, what's all right? What's worse, geocaching or Munzee?
Oh, God. I don't know. That's a really hard one. I feel like we had more fun with Munzee because we could scan, like, virtual codes as we were driving. So it makes our, you know, our treks to go see family in different states. It makes the drive, you know, go by faster. It's more fun. Yeah, and the downside to geocaching would be that you want to do both Munzee and geocaching, so it turns, I don't know, a 5-hour drive into like a 15-hour drive because you want to stop every freaking place.
Speaking of that, any recent trips coming up?
Yeah, unfortunately. We're going to go Well, I'm going to go visit my mom in Fort Worth because she lives in Fort Worth. You're just shamelessly using my mom's house so you don't have to get a hotel room so you can go to Geo Woodstock.
That's right. The mother-in-law, a.k.a. the squatting house. All right, well, we're getting to the zoo. Any final words?
I'm just really hoping that there's no geocaches inside the zoo.
There's not, and Ryan had put some around the outside of the zoo, but don't worry, I already got them.
Oh, dang, that's so unfortunate. Just kidding.
Do you want to say the closing?
My husband is apparently your host, Lost Boy Rambler, and this isn't fun. No.
But it is geocaching.